And good morning. Here is Sam Speck here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as it is Wildcat Wednesday. Joined in studio by a few of the K-State Extension District, Wildcat District. With us this morning, Keith Martin and Jacob Weber. Good morning to you too.
Good morning, Sam.
It's good to have you back in with us here. As this past week, real quick, before we get anywhere off, we have a shout out because we had some 4-H'ers head off to Nationals as well, and it looks like they did pretty well over there in St. Louis, didn't they?
They did very well, surprising to the coach and myself. I was an advisor, and the conference was from October 5th through October 8th. Actually, it's a National Junior Horticulture Association conference, which not only includes the horticulture judging contest, but also it's a very educational opportunity with tours through various horticulture industries in the St. Louis area. The conference was held at the Airport Hilton in St. Louis. And there's a good reason why it's called the Airport Hilton. The airport's right across the street from
it. It's right there.
So I was enjoying watching the jet planes taking off and landing and just amazed at how they get those things up in the air. And it seemed like it was fairly easy for them to do. But anyway, the outcome of the contest, the Kansas team, which is composed of Ashley Chandler, Chloe Jones, Taya Maxson and Kelsey Shaplowski. We took third place national.
Oh, wow.
And the surprising thing of the awards banquet, excuse me, which was Monday evening, none of our team members placed in the top 10. All four of them placed in the top 15.
Oh, wow.
They came in 11th, 12th, 13th, and 15th.
Wow.
And with that, that was really a powerhouse because the teams that had members in the top 10 didn't have all the power behind them that our little team had. So we were shocked. We didn't know that we would place third. We actually weren't expecting to even place at all. Maybe come in fourth, fifth, or sixth, something like that. But to have all four of the girls that were participating come in so close to each other and so close to being in the top 10, it was very remarkable. They did a good job, and we're really proud of them. So congratulations to the team and to Christina Beeson, who is the team coach, and herding them together. And actually, Jack Chandler did a very good job of coordinating all the paperwork that we would need to be done. Appreciate that, too. And the parents that got their kids to the national convention or rode along with us to the convention had a little trouble finding the Flying J rest or travel spot. I didn't know where it was. We were supposed to meet somebody. I got lost.
Oh, man.
Right around Joplin. I got through to St. Louis fine. No problem getting to the airport for me.
No problem there, but once you're there.
But just finding a local place here, I had a problem. Ended up going the wrong direction on an interstate, too, and had to turn around and go back. But yep. Just a little bit confused. But that was the funny part.
Jacob, this isn't the first time they went to a national contest. They've done this for a long time. Christina, I know, has been coaching for, I'm pretty sure, close to 20 years. So, and you might tell them just a little bit about if they wanted some of our 4-H members or some members want to get involved in horticulture judging, what they would need to do.
So, yeah, just contact the your local extension office in the Wildcat District. That would be here in the Altamont office. And I'll give them the numbers real quick. 724-8233.
784-5337.
Okay.
The Independence office.
Oh, yeah, I got the Gerard office.
331-2690. But it's a great contest.
Yeah.
There's ID, there's judging classes, and there's also a test. So it's a pretty comprehensive contest from what I understand.
And there are quite a number of questions on the test. There's 80 of them, and I'm not sure, 100 ID or something like that. There's And it's a very comprehensive list, including something, Pittosporum. Pittosporum, have you ever heard of that particular plant? It doesn't grow around here. And others, I'm trying to think of one of them. The kumquat. Know how what that one looks like.
Yeah, see, I come to you with these weird plant names, Jacob. You shouldn't be coming to me trying for identification.
Right. So
I come to you with these questions.
Yeah, so we had a good time.
What a fun experience, though. I mean, the traveling. I mean, the Hilton by the airport. Obviously, I geek over the planes as well. So don't think that you're alone in that boat either. But again, what a powerhouse. You know, I feel the same way as well. In high school, I was on a golf team, and collectively, you know, we didn't always have the number one and number two, but man, we were up there in the tops of the tops because as a team, you know, we worked well together. And I think that's just kind of, that just goes to show the depth of the strength of the Kansas team there. I mean, from top to bottom, they were all in the top 15 there, and that's impressive. And again, what a fun experience for you guys to head on up there. So
we've also had a team that just recently competed in the national contest and skill-a-thon. We have teams that have participated in national and livestock judging and also meats judging. So we have a lot of judging opportunities for anyone who's interested in that all through the Wildcat District. And we have some great coaches. And obviously, we're starting to build a culture or a tradition of having teams. So that's something that hopefully we can continue. And obviously, to do that, we need interested and capable adults, and then also without the youth that are interested, that's not going to happen. So if you are interested in getting involved in some of these teams, take advantage, because it's a whole lot more than just the contest. It's the trips and the friendships and the skills you develop, and there's just a lots of good outcomes.
That's one thing that I've always noted about 4-H. I was never involved in it. I was always a very social person myself. I never really had any issues with that. But again, social skills are something that are important, and it's kind of overlooked in today's, you know, just general education, I guess. It's not necessarily highlighted to go out and know how to speak in front of a crowd, how to present, whether it's cattle, whether it's your plant or whatever. Now, I spoke with Cherry a few weeks ago.
Right.
On the cutoff day, I believe. Is it coming up, or is it past us for
January the 1st, I believe.
So
is a deadline to sign up for 4-H. I think that's for returning families. I think new families may have a little bit longer, but I'm on the verge of I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't go by my word. As Jacob said, it would be a lot better to contact the office. But I'm pretty sure January the 1st is a deadline to re-enroll.
Cool. So still some time. But again, it's, not only the experiences of being able to travel to maybe a St. Louis or to other places like that, but again, to learn those skills is of social, of being able to public speak as well. So very cool. So big shout out to them as well as all of, again, Skillathon on the national level as well. So just all of Kansas on the map, no doubt about. So real quick, it's October, fall, and unfortunately, you know, as a gardener and someone around, we're going to have to start preparing for winter time as well.
You're predicting some cooler temperatures for the rest of the week.
Oh, yes, including mid-30s at some point, dropping down
it's
in the middle of the
time.
Night. So
it's about time for
it
that.
It really is. It really
is. Yeah, I got sweet potatoes growing in my garden. It's time to get them dug. That's about as late as I can go in the season. Actually, sweet potatoes can be dug any time they're large enough to eat, because it doesn't make any difference. It's a root. It's a vegetative part of the plant. And the thing about the root, or this particular root, is that it does not get woody. So the larger the sweet potato you have, the more you have to eat. Unfortunately, they can get very large. I had one that weighed almost 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
That's a big sweet potato. That's a really big one. That actually would make a meal for a Thanksgiving, maybe a couple of Thanksgiving dinners.
I'm just trying to imagine the size.
That particular sweet potato would be no less moist and fleshy as one that's only 2 ounces. It's just as just the same quality. Just get more of it. The idea of leaving the sweet potatoes in the ground till later in the season is that you get maybe a larger crop. Larger roots, And definitely with different varieties, certain varieties of sweet potatoes, you will get much larger roots. The one I plant is Beauregard, and it gets fairly large. It'll get produce a nice cluster of 12 to 15 ounce roots, which is are ideal for a couple of meals each or one meal each. So that depending on how well you like sweet potatoes, they're good.
Well, with a 10-pound sweet potato, you better
you
like
better,
it.
Right? You made it. You may grow tired of sweet potatoes after a while.
Yeah, you can get it. But that's a good addition to the meal. And a lot of vitamin nutrients in sweet potatoes compared to other foods, especially since it's an orange flesh or yellow flesh. It contains a significant more amount of vitamin A, I believe, but I'm not certain on that. I'm not a nutritionist. I just like to eat them.
Yeah. Now, this is just me, you know, pondering question here. Compared to like a regular potato, if you were to leave it on for, you know, that extended period of time, would it get, you know, would it lose quality instead compared to like a sweet potato, as you said, just gain size?
Okay, the Irish potato, there's a little difference. A sweet potato vine will continually grow. As long as it has ideal growing conditions, it will continue to grow, and that root will continue to get larger and larger and larger until, I don't know, it could potentially pop. I don't know what happens. Maybe they get a certain size, and then that's about it.
There's an experiment for someone out there listening.
Yeah. But an Irish potato matures, and once it reaches a certain point, then the vine dries up. And at that point, you have to dig the potatoes, or you leave them in the ground, and they'll eventually sprout and start growing again. But that would be the end of your crop. And there's differences in the way they're stored, and especially sweet potatoes need to be cured, and that may be something we can talk about in the next half segment.
Certainly, yeah. And if anyone out there has any pondering questions as well for maybe how to prep your garden for the winter time, we'll have our phone lines open for you at 251-6909. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour as well. So for now, we do have to run off to our top of the hour news break. Keith Martin, Jacob Weber, we'll check back in with you guys in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF back after the break.